T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And welcome back to Eye on Houston. I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Very happy to have a great friend of the Chamber and a current Executive Committee Board member of the Chamber of Commerce, our 2021 Chairman. He is also Chairman and CEO of Cadence Bank Corporation, none other than Paul Murphy Jr. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, Laura. Great to be with you.
Well, absolutely. Thanks for joining us in these very interesting times. Tell us a little bit, Paul, about Cadence and what's happening in the world with banking.
Well, Laura, boy, just the last few weeks, things have really started to feel better, to look better. It's just encouraging to see, you know, states opening and COVID still under control, well managed. So many people are ready to get back to business. You know, lots of stress out there. It's going to take years to fully recover. But it's nice to finally find an optimistic tone. I'll tell you, 6 weeks ago, it was just kind of oppressive, really, in terms of how things felt. So a breath of fresh air for sure. A lot of risk, a lot of reason to be cautious, and safe is the absolute main and most important thing. But at least we're on an optimistic note.
Well, that's great. What would you have to say to folks who are out there who are still going through this process of reopening and not feeling that certainty from a banking perspective? What are opportunities to take advantage of during this time?
Yeah, Laura, I mean, still the PPP program is available. We still are open for PPP loans. There are a number of government programs, I know you've covered it well, are really making a big difference in people's lives. So I salute our Congress, our leadership, Steve Mnuchin, really both sides of the aisle for moving fast, the Federal Reserve. It's a huge, impressive effort by a number of different agencies to make a big difference in lives. And so I'll tell you, I mean, the American entrepreneur, businessman and woman, all entrepreneurs all over the globe, you know, they're tough and they stick with it and they fight back and they bounce back. And, you know, it's heartbreaking to see the setbacks that people have encountered. And, you know, obviously many businesses are going to close, but, you know, they'll reopen under a different brand or they'll reformat themselves or they'll find a way to have another approach. And I just, am rooting for entrepreneurs and businessmen and women all over the world to be motivated and fight your way back. And we'll see a lot of that.
Well, and certainly Cadence Bank Corporation is going to be right there to address your many needs. How are you all operating in terms of your clients? And is it virtual? Are your different locations open? What are you doing that's a little different today to keep up with the demand?
Yeah, a couple of things. We have 1,800 bankers, and we have one that's known positive for COVID. We have one other that tested positive once for COVID and second time negative. So 1.5 bankers, I guess you could say. That's fantastic. And that's over a 6-state region. We did, when the shutdown happened, we moved 1,100 people to work from home. So out of 1,800 bankers, 1,100 working from home. Then, Laura, this might interest your viewers, the PPP program came along. Our SBA team does $100 million a year in volume. We had $1.9 billion in loan requests in a 2-week period, 19 years worth of volume. We repurposed 300 bankers to move over and work on the PPP loans, and some were withdrawn, others, you know, were not approved, but we did just over $1 billion in volume in a short amount of time. So we did 10 years worth of loan volume for that team in basically 2 months.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, it was hectic, and I really am grateful to my bankers for all the long hours and boy, it makes a big difference in people's lives to get those loans in a timely fashion, be able to continue to make payroll. It'll be the difference in survival for many of those companies.
Well, absolutely. And we are so appreciative of Cadence and so many other lenders who have stepped up to the plate to help our business, especially those small businesses. And on that note, Paul, the question is whether or not the banking industry, can we deal with all of the stress that it's under currently?
You know, it's a great question, Laura. And I'll tell you, a lot of times we look at, you know, the financial crisis, 07, 08, 09, as a, you know, a litmus test. And it was a big challenge. Over that four-year period, including 2010, banks lost about 6% of loans, sort of, you know, banks our size. So that's a big percentage. That's not how, you know, the model was built to work. And because of Dodd-Frank and the stress test and CCAR and all of the things, banks are in better position today than they were back in that time frame. And I really think you have to give the Fed and the legislature, again, credit for really requiring banks to strengthen their capital ratios. And so today, what you see is, yes, bank stocks are down. Okay, we're going to go through a rough period, but there's not concerns about liquidity or bank failures because the industry is so well capitalized. We're much better capitalized than the European banks, for example. You know, banks are trimming here and there. You're seeing, you know, share buyback programs have ceased. So the industry is being cautious and being conservative. You're seeing some dividends cut, but really not that much. And so the capital ratios for banks are robust. Banks are open. Our bank, we're open. We're looking for new business. Liquidity is sky high for the industry. Another great decision, I think, the Fed and the Congress has made. And so this time around, the industry is going to be on solid footing. And you can take that worry kind of off the list. That, and I'm not saying there won't be banks here and there that have more stress than others. But I think broadly speaking, the industry is going to be stable and steady and a big plus for our economy.
Well, and as folks are tuning in, anything else that you'd like to share with them as it relates to your industry, which is banking? And again, on the phone with us is Paul Murphy. He's the chairman and CEO of Cadence Bank Corporation and also the 2021 chairman of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Paul, anything to add?
Laura, I would say I'm just really proud of the entire industry for rallying and getting the PPP program active so quick. You know, that came together on short notice and the amount of loans, I mean, small businesses, small loans, it's a real, you know, I know banks are, you know, mixed emotions about from the community out there, but I think this is a time where, you know, small business can look and say, boy, those banks really did work the extra hours and do a nice job for us and a time to maybe get a tip of hat to the banker this time around.
Well, absolutely. And we are always tipping our hat to the folks over at Cadence. Thank you for your investment, not only the Chamber of Commerce, not only in your investment of resources, but of your time to you and your team, Paul. It makes all the difference in making sure that organizations such as the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce can continue to serve our business community. We can continue to advocate. So we're proud to have you as a leader on our board. And it's been a pleasure working with you all of these many years, Paul.
Hey, Laura, salute you for your leadership throughout this. I know you're working extra hours. You're helping craft legislation. You're out there fighting for small business and you're doing what the chamber does year in and year out. And, just really a great job, Laura. Thanks to you and your team.
Well, absolutely. And on behalf of our board of directors, we thank you guys for joining us here on Eye on Houston. And up next, we're going to talk about the Houston Airport System. Joining us will be Mario Diaz, the aviation director for the city of Houston. Stay tuned.